Are we behind? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic and cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Sharon.
And it's only us two on the pod today because Vicky is busy doing something. Actually, I have no idea what she's doing, but she can't make it to today's podcast. And there was not another day that we could film all three of us together without skipping 2 weeks of worth of episodes. So today, we're doing our first ever duo episode featuring Sharon and I.
It is first duo?
Yeah, it's always been us three. We've always done all three of our episodes together, or I did like one or two solo ones, but we never done duo.
Yeah, we only have three more episodes left in the season. So this one's going to be Jam and I, and then next week's is going to be Vicky and I. And then our last wrap up will be all three. So that means down the line, you and Vicky should do a duo episode too.
Yeah. Well, when we're thinking about what topic we want to talk about, we really sat there and we're like, Sharon, what do we talk about? Then I was like, I feel like lately our topics have been like, we're feeling really behind, especially in professional style things. So I was like, how about we just make this our topic? So here we are talking about how behind we feel.
Well, okay, we'll talk about that and address that. But also it's more so the concept of time, like time feeling very odd in the stage of life that we're in. So it's kind of like the is time a social construct type of theme conversation that we're having today. But we didn't plan, so this is really just going to be a very chill conversation. So we'll see how it goes.
I feel like once we get started, it'll be fine. But I don't know where to get started.
So are you feeling behind? Do you feel behind or do you feel like you're playing catch up?
I feel like I feel behind in some ways because I keep thinking like 30 is going to come so soon. And I think for the longest time in my brain, I'm still trying to work through it. Like I felt like 30 was almost like this point that once you reach it, you're supposed to accomplish like this amount of things. And I feel like I'm nowhere close to accomplishing that amount of things. And that's why I feel more behind. But then at the same time, that is so hard. It's like,
I guess it depends what aspect of life. Social, professional, dating, I don't know.
Okay, I guess if I'm completely listing it down, professionally, I feel behind. Or like I feel like I need to catch up, and maybe that's why I feel really behind because I think professional is just a big part of my life right now. Socially, I don't feel behind. I feel like I am where I would be. Relationship wise, yeah, I do feel a little bit. I think given that I haven't had like a serious relationship in a while, in a long time actually. So that's why I do feel behind. It's like, what's going on here? Like, am I having issues? Like, am I just like why am I not there? Compared to like my friends. Financially, I think financially I feel behind for sure, which kind of ties in with like professional right now. Yeah. So I think overall I do feel behind. Wait, do you, Sharon?
I feel like you, with the concept of time to you pressures you a lot more than me. I just relate to like the 20s feeling really, really weird. Where even in your same age friend groups, like there's so many different things going on with different people. For example, like I see people younger than me getting engaged and I'm just like, for what reason? But then when I see people getting engaged or getting married, I'm not like, oh my God, I'm behind.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe to you, you might think like, oh, it's approaching. So like I'm behind. But like for me, regardless of if I was in a relationship or not, I feel like I wouldn't feel behind on that part. I think the only thing right now is like, I don't know if I would say I'm behind, but like I'm catching up for like almost no good reason because I decided to leave my stable job and almost like take a step back to figure out what it is that I want. And doing so means I'm in the process of figuring out. So while everyone else's progresses in that like linear direction, I kind of took 2 steps forward, but like 3 steps back, you know? Maybe that is the most behind I feel. And obviously like with your job, it ties to like financial stability. So yeah.
Actually, yeah, when you say it like that, I think career-wise, I don't feel behind. But because it ties into financial, that's why I feel behind. It's like, oh, the career choice that I'm making right now is giving me an X amount of money. And I feel like that X amount of money is behind in my brain of like what I should be making at 26 or what I want to for myself to be making at 26. Oh my, 25. Why am I saying 26? 25.
Yeah, I don't know why you feel that way, because like I understand, because when I was in college I was like, oh my god, I felt super old when I was like 21 or like 20, but now that I'm like 25 I'm like, the fuck was I feeling old back then for? Because now that I'm actually 25 I'm like, I feel so young still.
I'm opposite. I'm a complete opposite. But when I was 20 or 21, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so young. I have so many years to do things. But now that I'm 25, I think it's really like the core life crisis. So like once you step over, edging closer to that 30, like the big 30 that everyone like kind of talks about, I think that's why I'm just like so mentally like, oh my god, I'm hitting it soon. And there was like one day when I was like talking to Vicky and Sharon, and then Vicky and Amy, and they were like, I think it's because I'm just so influenced by my mom, or like just a more traditional way of thinking, like 30 you have to do a lot of things. You have to be like married or like have kids by then if you want to, or just like a lot of things in your life should be settled by then, and everything else after is a little bit more like stable, and that's like kind of the direction of how it goes. So I think I'm still very stuck in that mindset, which is why a lot of times I feel behind, because I'm like, oh my god, I'm getting closer to these things, to 30, but like these big things I'm like not where I want to be.
But I also feel like 30 is so far away.
I feel like it's so close.
I feel like 4 or 5 years is like, I'm telling you, it's such a long time. That's our entire college career.
Dude, it's because when I was younger, at 10 or at 8, and my mom was like, oh, you gotta be 18 so soon. Trust. And then I was like, oh, I've said like 10 years. Like, I like rolled my eyes at her. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I'm 18. Like, it's like my high school graduation. And I don't know if that just like sat in my brain. Like, time can pass by so fast. From 8 to 18, I was like, what just happened?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I feel that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm starting to, like, want to, I guess, be better about it. Not have it, I guess, like, stress me out so much. I don't know.
Okay. With, like, career and finances too, right? I feel like I've accepted that if this current role that I'm in, I grow my experience in for, like, a year or two, then this commitment will, like, propel me in the long run. Like, all I need are these 2 years-ish, and then the next jump is going to be like really big. That's how I see it. Yeah. So it's like a return on investment for me. The area that I see maybe I get concerned about in this aspect of time is like, you know how we've always talked about wanting to do content and like having that be a second source of income? I'm like, okay, depending on how these next 2 years go, how do I explain? I don't feel like I'm in a place where I could kickstart my content career until like a year or two. And maybe not. Maybe it'll happen a lot sooner than that. But then I'm like, okay, in that sense, if I start then, I'm going to be like 27 potentially. And I feel like that's really late to start. But then at the same time, I am like plus one to everybody who says like time is a social construct. It's never too late to do anything. So I think that aspect I like kind of battle. But yeah.
I don't know if my phone has been listening to me, but after that conversation that I had, and basically them reassuring me like, dude, 30 is like literally just the start of your life. You have so much more time. I kept seeing reels of people who are like in their 60s or like in their 50s, like 50, 60-year-old women like thriving. And like they start content, or they're just like sharing their life on social media. Basically like they're better now than they were in like their 30s or something. So I'm like, okay, I'm starting to, or not like try to make myself feel better, but I guess I like change my mindset about like the fear of 30 soon.
You know what I was gonna ask? I just had this thought of, you don't, in this stage in your life, you're almost more sure that you don't want kids.
Yeah.
Right? So then that removes at least one aspect of pressure of like, oh, my biological clock of having kids by 30 something, right? I feel like that, where am I going with this? I feel like a lot of women may feel even more pressured of like their 30s, because they're like, well, ideally if I want kids and I need to find a partner and then have this kid by X age. But because you don't have that, why do you get stressed about your 30s?
Oh my god, Vicky and Amy asked me the same thing.
Yeah, because like if you meet somebody who doesn't want kids also, then it doesn't matter to you what age you are, right?
I think there's also a part of me is like, what if I do meet someone
and they want kids?
And then, like, what if they want kids? And what if I do? And, like, oh, maybe I could have a kid. Like, I'm for most part, like, for myself, I don't really want a kid. But hypothetically, just, like, super hypothetical, like, there is a chance. And it's like, well, shit, you know, then that's, like, a worry in itself. But for most part, that hasn't been my top priority, because my head has been, like, I don't want kids. I think it's really, it came down to the fact that that was just, like, what's been instilled in me. Like, 30 just felt like such a big thing. But even now, I feel like my mom hasn't been like, she's like, they aren't really the pressuring type to be like, oh, you're hitting 30, blah, 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 blah. I think it's just, I see it around me. And I grew up with it that I just keep thinking like 30 is so big. And like, I think seeing like my mom by the time like she was 30, she already has like the direction of her life like figured out. Like my sister-in-law, like she also had like her kids by 30 and stuff. Like the direction of her life was figured out. I think for me, seeing that is just kind of like, oh, I should be doing that soon.
But that's because they're factoring in like kids and marriage.
Yeah.
Whereas you don't have to do that.
Yeah. You know, it's just a mindset, or I think I just need to change my mindset and be more okay with it. And I also think the financially behind part, if I didn't feel that way, I wouldn't be as worried about 30. Because I guess part of me is also like, what if I hit 30 and I'm still quote unquote financially behind, or like not where I want to be? Yeah, honestly, if I have money, I feel a lot of my problems wouldn't be as like.
No, same. Yesterday, my dad was like, he didn't say it directly, but he was along the lines of like, what makes the world go round? And I was like, money, duh. Yeah. And then he gave me a lecture about prioritizing buying a house. And I was like, please.
Dude, I like for a while thought I wanted to buy a house too. But I'm like, honestly, if it was just about me and my SO, and like, let's just say we like to travel, or like we just don't want to be in like one place for too long. Like, I'm totally fine with like not buying a house and just like, you know, be in an apartment or something, and just that the houses would be like for rent or like for extra income.
Yeah, that's I kind of like said the same thing, but then my dad was more so coming from the aspect of the investment. If you live in an apartment for 30, 40 years, then at the end, like you don't own that property. But then if you do the same for a house, at least at the end of those yeah. terms, like you have a place to live in, and then you can flip it or whatever, whatever. Yeah.
You know, actually, I think what scares me right now, maybe I just figured out what's my biggest fear at 30. I think it's just a little bit of the fear of aging. Because I feel like right now I see myself sometimes and I'm like, holy shit, like I don't look as young anymore. And I'm like, if I have money, I could be getting facials every month. You know, just like things to upkeep myself. And I think maybe that's why I have a fear, because I'm so scared of like turning 30 and feel like I'm losing my youth.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're so right, actually, because same. Or maybe less of like the, oh my God, I look like I'm aging. I don't think I feel that just yet, but more so of the 20s are your prime, where you are in your actual youth stages and like not taking advantage of those years, because we're so focused on progressing, like maybe professionally or like financially, where we're not, I don't know, like having fun, or I don't know, like taking advantage of being young and like doing things that you're supposed to be doing when you're in your 20s.
See, I don't feel as much about that, because I feel like in terms of the things that I'm doing, activity socially wise, like I feel like I'm doing what I would like to do. I think for me, it's more of the appearance. I think just to like, obviously people age, and when you get to a certain age, your body really isn't the same. My skin isn't as bouncy as my nieces who are 10. And I think it's like things like that where I'm like, I think that's what I'm feared the most. Like maybe it's like the fear of like physically aging and knowing that like my body just isn't the same. Like if I want to like, let's just say, I don't know, like perhaps like lose like some belly fat, like it's harder for me to do in 30 than I am in 20. And I feel like
you might send me over the edge. Just kidding, continue.
But I think maybe that's what I fear the most, like actually the physical part of me turning 30. I think that's what fears me. I think I just figured it out.
I get it, because like I think it's good that you're thinking about it though, because you can almost be in the moment and appreciate what you have, versus I feel like for me, if I'm not thinking about it, then maybe when I'm actually 30 something, I'll be like, oh my God, I should have done more of like X, Y, and Z in my 20s. So like that might be my problem.
Me and Vicky talk about, like, honestly, I should just set a budget aside for like just like beauty upkeep.
Like maintenance.
Yeah, like literally maintenance. I feel like I haven't had a haircut in months. And before I've been like, it's fine, I still look fine. But now I look at it, I'm like, holy shit, like a haircut really would like change things. Or I would just like look way more like maintained.
But the hair, I feel like it's fine. I'm more talking maybe like skin, right? Because like,
oh yeah, skin too.
The first place where you notice aging is like your neck.
Yeah.
And like your hands. So then what? Would you do like Botox and shit? Like preventative Botox?
No, I just want, well, first to get facial, because I want to clean up all my pores. Like yesterday I was talking to my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law is like, the first thing that will make you look old is when you have like big pores. It just looks dirty. So I want to like get that shit sucked out. So I'll do that. Then I want to get like a good haircut that suits me. Dye my hair. Brows. Yeah. This is what the episode came down to.
Yeah, I didn't think it was gonna go in that direction, but I guess that works. No, those are things that I'm so focused on other aspects of my life that I don't even think about the 30s. I'm just like so focused on the right now, I think. So
yeah,
I think it's a little different.
I think it's also because the biggest moving part in your life right now is the job. And I feel like that takes like so much mental energy in itself that you don't really have time to think about other things. Because I feel like that was me for the past one-ish year when I like moved to LA for a job that I switched jobs again. Like my biggest focus was just that. Like I didn't think about the whole agent thing. But now that I'm stable in my current job, like knowing that I'm going to be here for a few years and like I like what I'm doing and things, that's when I have time to like start to think about all these other things.
Yeah, I think maybe you're a forward thinker.
I am.
I'm not a forward thinker, but
some depends what you're talking about, sure.
That I'm not a forward thinker?
I mean, some things you procrastinate for like a really long time.
Yeah. I was trying to say, like, I feel like my mindset is, well, when I'm 30, I'm definitely going to be more financially stable than I am now. So then that means I can do those measures when it becomes a problem then. Versus you're like, I need to stop that from happening now.
Preventive. Yeah. Yeah. But also, I do think it's because the biggest thing that you have going on right now is your job.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Like, you never know what's going to happen in the future. The whole concept of, like, maybe you will end up wanting kids. Or, like, maybe you will end up blah, blah. So then when you get to this age, then what if you're not there? And so then I just don't think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But I feel like that puts me at unease because certain things I'm like, oh, I'll think about it when I get there. But certain things where it's like you need to prepare for it. If I'm there and I want to make this decision but I haven't prepared for it in the previous years, like I feel like that would make me feel very like restless.
Wait, like what?
Like hypothetically, if I'm like, oh, I want a kid or whatever, then I feel like now, actually that's a bad example because I really don't want to have a kid.
Yeah, so like if you know you want one, let's say you do, then how would you prepare for that now?
I feel like I will like look into how much it is to like freeze my eggs. I would try to like start to set aside like money to like have a kid, or like where I would like want to settle down if I were to have a kid. Like that's like, I feel like that's like thinking ahead, you know? Like I'm not saying it's gonna happen for sure, but like there are things that you can do that like if it does happen, you can make that decision. Versus like hypothetically, if I'm at 30, I want a kid, but actually I don't have like good eggs. But then at least I'm like, oh, previous 4 years, I freeze my eggs.
I don't, Jamila, you're gonna send me over because like I don't think like that. So like I can totally see why you're having these concerns then, because you're just thinking ahead. Versus I literally do not. I didn't even think about that.
Oh.
So then what do you do?
I mean, these aren't thoughts that I'm having, but this is just an example. If I were to make this decision down the line, then I would like start thinking about it now. Like these are the steps of things that I would do to prep for that. I think this also really just comes from like my mom always been like, you need to think like 3 to 5 years ahead of your life. Like we're going to be doing. It's okay though.
Well, that's a little bit concerning.
Well, this is only a kid thing, you know? I mean, like, I think that's like probably the biggest thing that our body has against like aging 30.
Yeah. Do you potentially fear that, let's say you're 30 something and you'll be like, oh, I wish I was 20 something?
Oh, I don't think so. I think the only time I would think like that is like if my skin or like my body just doesn't bounce back as fast from drinking and stuff. Like things like this, like right now, I'm like, oh, I wish I was 21 again where I could like bounce back from drinking.
Oh, yes, because I was going to say, because in this situation, now that you're 25 and not like 21 or like 17, do you reflect on your youth and think, oh, I wish I was this age, or I wish I did this differently at this age?
For the most part, no.
Yeah, then that's not going to be you in your 30s.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I stressing for?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you ever, I feel like you said so before, you wouldn't wish, yeah.
No,
I don't. You said you were almost embarrassed of yourself.
Yeah, I really would prefer not to go backwards.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I feel like things right now, they are going well. It's not like they're going bad that I wish one thing or another. I think the biggest fear is just losing like my youth in terms of like physically.
We just gotta make money then.
So the point of today's podcast, guys, is we don't feel behind. We just want money. Also, this is really how our conversation goes. We just sit here and we just ponder and I just figure out what's wrong with me. I feel like maybe I'll change my answer. Maybe I don't feel so behind in life.
You just want to hold on to your youth. Like exterior youth.
Yeah, exterior youth, and ability, the physical ability at age 25 versus like age 35. See, another fear I have is just like, what if I have like, what, not what if, when I have an SO, what if they're like, because men, they sometimes, people age like fine wine, right? I'm like, what if they age so well like fine wine and I'm not aging like fine wine? Like, fuck.
Jamila, I don't.
These are valid worries,
right? I was gonna say something really out of pocket.
You can say we just cut it.
Okay, I was gonna say, I don't think you have a problem with that because you've always been the way more attractive person in your relationship, so you're fine.
Thanks, man. Damn. When people are like, what worries do you have in life? Me, I'm scared that I'm gonna age and have wrinkles.
No, but that's very of character of you, though. It's the self-confident, it's the, like, the vanity, just more so, like, you know, you care about the exterior. Okay, well, I don't know how helpful or organized this conversation was, but...
We weren't trying to be helpful.
Okay, you're right. We just wanted to talk about whether or not we feel behind in life, and I guess in what aspects. And more of the story is we don't, but when it comes to physical aging, maybe we do. So let's take those preventative measures now. But yeah, I hope some people can relate, but... That was just my Jam and I's conversation. I guess you'll just have to tune in to see what Vicky and I talk about next week. Bye.